Welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak.
And joining us for the last 10 minutes or so of the show is Josh Hobson. He is in the Park City Leadership Class 24, and their class project is focusing on food waste and compost. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I think in the interest of full disclosure, we also need to mention that Josh is generally the DJ that follows us on
exactly.
This Green Earth.
So you will continue to hear my voice for the next couple of hours.
Lest you be confused. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the documentary that you're showing
sure.
this week.
Well, we are showing tomorrow night at the Sandy Auditorium, 6 p.m. We are showing Wasted, which was Anthony Bourdain's food waste film. Mm. And we have had this scheduled for some time. You know, and unfortunately, well, with Mr. Bourdain's passing, the one change we've made to the event tomorrow night is we've actually brought Summit Connect on as well. And as much as I will talk about food waste, one thing that the restaurant industry does not do well is take care of ourselves. And I've been a chef for almost 20 years now. And yeah, Mr. Bourdain's suicide is a symptom. It is not, you know, it really is illustrative of how we in the restaurant industry take care of everybody else except ourselves. And we really do need to address that better. So we're going to have some people to talk to, because one of the main focuses of screening this film was to really try to get restaurant employees. So the film itself focuses both on the residential and the individual level of kind of going from the farm to the landfill,
right,
and just how much edible food is wasted, how much non-edible food gets, you know, just dies in the field.
An interesting one, because a lot of food is left in the field.
Right. And and still so many resources go into growing that food,
right,
to let it just die. And there are hungry people. You know, so part of what we did is afterwards we have a small Q&A panel. We've brought in Pete Stoughton from the Christian Center to try to get edible waste diverted to hungry people.
Right.
We have Philip James from Wild Harvest Farms, who is the kind of the big composter in the county right now. And I have talked to a couple of people about this. They have plans in motion for an aerobic digester, which will be great, because really right now the composting that we can do is kitchen scraps.
Right.
So anything, you know, like the corn cobs, the, you know, the peels, anything left over from the prep process. And that's quite a bit. I mean, again, working in the restaurants, we do produce a lot back of house. But you can't compost anything that has meat or fat or dairy or oils, fish.
Right.
You know, so a lot of the plate scraps, we just have nothing that can be done with. So the exciting thing about getting a digester in is really we can turn all of that waste into methane and produce energy from it.
So, your panelists will be talking about options for
correct.
Composting. So for pickup, for restaurants, residential,
well,
and commercial.
So Wild Harvest really focuses on the restaurants, but we are also going to have in the community room, we're bringing in Scrap Bucket, which does residential pickup, and they're based out of Camas. So they hit both sides of the county and Wasatch. So
fantastic.
No matter where you're from, they can, if you're hear this interview right now, you're probably within range for Scrap Bucket. Because really, as much as kind of the low-hanging fruit, the biggest concentration of food waste really does come from the restaurants, in this community, there are a lot of people that care, that want to be able to do something better, because we really don't address food waste, I mean, waste in general, as well as we should. And we're Park City. Aren't we supposed to be the paragon of doing everything sustainably and correctly?
Sure.
So, you know, really part of it, too, is just making that connection between people who want to do the right thing and the, you know, the people that can receive that, the people that can take care of it.
And before we move on to that, the rest of that class project, just wrapping up with the film, give us the details of that one more
time.
Okay,
so 6 p.m., the film will start. The vendors, or kind of the people in the community room, will be there at 5:30.
Okay.
But yeah, 6 o'clock at the Santee Auditorium tomorrow night, and then the runtime of the film.
And it's free.
And it is free.
Fantastic.
Yeah, actually, two things about the film itself: it is free, and we do not have use of the film series concession stand. So it is a bring your own popcorn. Bring your own beverages, just no glass in the Santee Auditorium. Otherwise, we don't care. Yeah, bring your stuff.
Great.
But again, part of why it's free, and we actually, I do want to thank both the film series and the Park City Restaurant Association for taking care of picking up the tab for that, because we wanted it to be a free screening to try to draw in as much of the restaurant industry as we could.
Right.
And really to make it available to people, because it really, this film, when the film series showed it in November, that was really what started the conversation that led the leadership class to take on food waste as our project in the first place. So it really is a powerful piece of art and makes us question, really, all right, how can we do this better? And I think we have a couple good ideas. I think we actually, as a project, already have made some measurable good change in the community. So I just want to keep pushing that way.
So we have just a couple minutes left. But quickly, if people can't come to the film, where else can they learn more about your project and meet the class?
So Beth Rossi, one of my co-conspirators, created a website for us, Face Your Waste PC. And there you will find some pretty horrifying photographs of our landfill. They went on this great dark stormy afternoon, and it looks ominous and post-apocalyptic. And it looks like a big city landfill, and then you realize, no, this is our small town or our small counties.
Right.
And from that site too, there are links to the various companies that can pick up your compost. Just kind of keeping the conversation going there.
Fantastic.
And just a reminder. How many restaurants are there in this town? Like
there
one for
are
every?
Some between 75 and 80, depending on how you count them. Yeah.
Which is way above average.
It's
for
it
a town
is,
this
for
size.
For a town of this size,
so there
it, it is too many. But
okay.
And that's my humble professional opinion. Well, but yeah, that's just because I want people to come to my restaurant.
But that's why food waste resonates here.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, absolutely.
Simply because of the number of
between
restaurants.
Between the hotels, the resorts, and we do have both of the resorts participating.
Good.
Which is great. But even just the property management folks, there are a lot of vacation rentals that will go to Fresh Market and fill up their fridge and then leave it half full and walk away. And what do we do with that? And so really the edible waste, we are trying to get to the Christian Center.
Right.
It certainly doesn't have to go down the valley to address hunger. There is plenty of it in Summit and Wasatch County.
Sure.
But really, yeah, there are a lot of different inputs. And even businesses that aren't restaurants that will still produce a good amount.
Right.
You know, and so we actually had some composting going on with Savor the Summit this past weekend. And the thing that we didn't factor in that was really kind of surprising to us was the centerpieces, all of the floral arrangements, all of that, because it's yard waste, essentially. As soon as the meal's over, it's yard waste. And we can compost that, too.
All right. The film is Wasted, The Story of Food Waste. That's tomorrow night at the Santee Auditorium. The door is open, so to speak, 5:30. There'll be a Q&A session after the film.
Correct.
Bring your own popcorn, and woe to those who leave any food behind.
Oh, geez. Don't even get started with
okay. you. Josh Hobson with Park City Leadership Class 24. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Josh.
All right. One last break, and then we got to wrap up. It's This Green Earth.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Yeah, we'll be fast.
Yeah,
we have less than a minute to wrap up.
We want to thank our sponsors and underwriters for making this show possible. They include Recycle Utah,
Republic Services,
Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance,
Vail Epic Promise,
Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties,
San Francisco Design,
Park City Mountain.
Which
and
one?
Listeners like you.
Yeah, that one. And most importantly, listeners like you. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going now.
Email us your thoughts, comments, and ideas for future shows at thisgreenearth@kpcw.org. Remember, this is KPCW 91.7 FM Park City.
And we got just another 15 seconds. Thanks again to Josh Hobson for coming on Park City Leadership Class. And the film is Wasted tomorrow night NPR News is coming up in a few seconds. Thanks again for joining us on This Green Earth. We'll see you all next week.